Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. As many know, I am diabetic, and I had a heart attack. Well, after all this occurred, I have had trouble healing. The physicians, quote unquote, prescribed all this stuff from Big Pharma, and it did absolutely nothing for me. I was at the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and a friend of mine turned me on to the longevity products that Jim Ram has on yourdiyhealth.com. Now that's on EFR. I have been using those products that were given to me because I'm a big skeptic and I have to be shown that something actually works. Well, I am really amazed. My sugar levels have dropped. I've stopped taking all that Big Pharma stuff. They're down around normal levels. My energy level is way up. I am healing because the diabetes is under control. And basically, folks, I feel great. Now, I don't usually endorse products, okay? Being the big skeptic that I am. But this stuff really works for me. That's the only thing that I can say is a personal testimony that this stuff is effective. You can get a hold of Jim at 855-809-6864. That's 855-809-6864. That's their toll-free order number. His website is yourdiyhealth.com. There's no separations in that. It's all one stream. The longevity products have really helped me. That's my personal testimony. And I recommend that if you are having problems like I was having problems, you give them a try. Thank you very much, and may Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes. Shalom Aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is my 379th show. Now, it's not counting the repeats. This is the new shows, okay? We are in the Apocrypha. We are in the book of Sirach, okay? We will be starting at chapter 4 today and going through probably through chapter 6. I want to see how much I can get done here without rushing it. I don't like to push. My website, if you have missed some shows and would like to listen or download, is www.pastor-steve.com. No possibility to troll there. I don't have a chat room or a comment section. You can listen or download. That's it. Let's get into the book of Sirach, chapter 4. This also has in this book, I'm reading the New Revised Standard Version, because it has tons of notes. Duties toward the poor and oppressed. This book has a lot in it that other copies don't have, with lots and lots of references. So this will air on the 7th of May. Let's get into it. Verse 1 of chapter 4 of the book of Sirach. My child, do not cheat the poor of their living, and do not keep needy eyes waiting. Verse 2. Do not grieve the hungry, or anger one in need. Verse 3. Do not add to the troubles of the desperate, or delay giving to the needy. Verse 4. Do not reject a suppliant in distress, or turn your face away from the poor. Verse 5. Do not avert your eye from the needy, and give no one reason to curse you. Verse 6. For if in bitterness of soul some should curse you, their Creator will hear their prayer. Verse 7. Endear yourself to the congregation. Bow your head low to the great. In other words, be humble. That's what he's trying to say. Verse 8. Give a hearing to the poor and return their greeting politely. Verse 9. Rescue the oppressed from the oppressor. And do not be hesitant in giving a verdict. Verse 10. Be a father to orphans, and be like a husband to their mother. You will then be like a son of the Most High, and he will love you more than does your mother. That's Yahweh's love for those who act righteously and follow his rules. Now we have another little subsection here. The rewards of wisdom. Verse 11 of chapter 4. Wisdom teaches, or in the Greek, exalts. In the Hebrew and the Syriac, it teaches her children and gives help to those who seek her. Verse 12. Whoever loves her loves life, and those who seek her from early morning are filled with joy. Verse 13 of chapter 4. Whoever holds her fast inherits glory, and Yahweh blesses the place she enters, or he enters. Okay? Now, I will replace Yahweh for the Lord. They have anglicized this and put the Lord in here following the Romish church. And others that substitute for the holy name. I don't do that. Verse 14 of chapter 4. Those who serve her minister to the Holy One. Yahweh loves those who love her. verse 15. Those who obey her will judge the nations, and all who listen to her will live secure. Verse 16. If they remain faithful, they will inherit her. Their descendants will also obtain her. Verse 17. For at first she will walk with them on tortuous paths. She will bring fear and dread upon them and will torment them by her discipline until she trusts them. And the alternate version is, or until they remain faithful in their heart. There are two versions of this. This book gives both. And she will test them with her ordinances. Verse 18. Then she will come straight back to them again and gladden them, and will reveal her secrets to them. Verse 19. If they go astray, she will forsake them and hand them over to their ruin. This is wisdom, okay? A hypothetical being. Verse 20. Watch for the opportune time and beware of evil. And do not be ashamed to be yourself. Okay. Verse 21 of chapter 4. For there is a shame that leads to sin, and there is a shame that is glory and favor. Verse 22, do not show partiality to your own harm or deference to your downfall. Verse 23, do not refrain from speaking at the proper moment. Or in the Greek, it's at a time of salvation. Okay. And do not hide your wisdom. That's lacking in some texts. Verse 24. For wisdom becomes known through speech, and education through the words of the tongue. Verse 25. Never speak against the truth, but be ashamed of your ignorance. In other words, you should go and learn. Verse 26. Do not be ashamed to confess your sins, and do not try to stop the current of a river. Verse 27. Do not subject yourself to a fool or show partiality to a ruler. In other words, treat everybody justly. Don't suck up. Verse 28. Fight to the death for truth, and the Lord Yahweh will fight for you. Verse 29. do not be reckless in your speech or sluggish and remiss in your deeds. In other words, don't run off at the mouth or don't be lazy when you're supposed to get something done. Verse 30. Do not be like a lion in your home or suspicious of your servants. Boy, that's a good one. Verse 31, and you can reference the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 35. That's Acts 20, verse 35. Verse 31, do not let your hand be stretched out to receive and closed when it is time to give. In other words, if you're going to be really stingy and ask other people for stuff, sometimes people are going to need your help. And it's up to you to take care of that. Okay? That ends chapter 4. We'll go into chapter 5 here. And this is precepts for everyday living. Verse 1. Do not rely on your wealth or say, I have enough. You can lose it overnight. Verse 2. Do not follow your inclination and strength in pursuing the desires of your heart. In other words, use your head. Okay, you may want something, but is it going to be good for you or others? Verse 3. Do not say, who can have power over me? For Yahweh will surely punish you. Here's verse 4, and you can reference Ecclesiastes 8, verse 11. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 11. Do not say, I sinned, yet what has happened to me? For Yahweh is slow to anger. He may give you a pass for a while. So if you say, I've sinned, yet what has happened? In other words, nothing. He bides his time, and if you keep it up, he's going to hammer you. Okay? That's what that says. Verse 5, do not be so confident of forgiveness, now Greek has atonement, that you add sin to sin. Verse 6, do not say, his mercy is great and he will forgive or atone for the multitude of my sins. For both mercy and wrath are with him, and his anger will rest on sinners. Verse 7. Do not delay to turn back to Yahweh, and do not postpone it from day to day, for suddenly the wrath of Yahweh will come upon you, and at the time of punishment you will perish. Ooh, that's a good one. Verse 8 of chapter 5. Do not depend on dishonest wealth, for it will not benefit you on the day of calamity. Verse 9. Do not winnow in every wind or follow every path. And the Greek adds, so it is with the double-edged sinner. And that's also in chapter 6, verse 1. Verse 10, stand firm for what you know and let your speech be consistent. Boy, does that apply today. Say one thing and do another. Verse 11, be quick to hear, but deliberate in answering. In other words, think over what you're going to say before you respond. Verse 12, if you know what to say, answer your neighbor. But if not, put your hand over your mouth. In other words, just be silent. Verse 13. Okay. Honor and dishonor come from speaking, and the tongue of mortals may be their downfall. In other words, you say too much. You can be honored for what you say, or you can show yourself a complete fool. Boy, oh boy, these are great. I love this. Verse 14. Do not be double-tongued, okay, and in the Greek, it's a slanderer. And do not lay traps with your tongue, for shame comes to the thief and severe condemnation to the double-tongued or slanderer. In other words, if you get caught, you're in bad shape. Verse 15. In great and small matters, cause no harm. And in the Greek, it says, be ignorant. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I just can't figure it out. You have to figure it out yourself, rather than run your mouth and be shown a fool. Here's verse 1 of chapter 6. And again, and do not become an enemy instead of a friend, for a bad name incurs shame and reproach. So it is with the double-tongued sinner. In other words, you flatter somebody to their face, but you badmouth them behind their back. Boy, do we have that a lot. Verse 2 of chapter 6. Do not fall into the grip of passion. Or you may be torn apart as by a bull. That's something to think on. Verse 3. Your leaves will be devoured and your fruit destroyed, and you will be left like a withered tree. Verse 4. Evil passion destroys those who have it and makes them the laughingstock of their enemies. Okay, now we're moving on into another little subsection. Friendship, false and true. This ought to be a good one. Let me get a little drink of coffee. Oh, I needed that. Verse 5. Pleasant speech multiplies friends, and a gracious tongue multiplies courtesies. Verse 6. Let those who are friendly with you be many, but let your advisors be one in a thousand. In other words, don't listen to everybody's opinion, because you know what opinions are like. Verse 7. When you gain friends, gain them through testing, and do not trust them hastily. Verse 8. For there are friends who are such when it suits them, but they will not stand by you in time of trouble. Verse 9. And there are friends who change into enemies and tell of the quarrel to your disgrace. In other words, they tell everybody your business. Verse 10. And there are friends who sit at your table, but they will not stand by you in time of trouble. Verse 11. When you are prosperous, they become your second self and lord it over your servants. Oh, boy, they're just right there all the time. Verse 12. But if you are brought low, they turn against you and hide themselves from you. Now here's a real wise saying here. Verse 13 of chapter 6. Keep away from your enemies and be on guard with your friends. Because not all friends are friends. They have to be proven over time. When times get rough, they'll stick by you. Verse 14. Faithful friends are a sturdy shelter. Whoever finds one has found a treasure. Well, I have a lot of treasure, because I've got some real good friends that have blessed me with their friendship and been there when I needed them, and they know who they are, and may Yahweh bless and keep them. They've really, really been straight up and stand up and good. Verse 15. Faithful friends are beyond price. No amount can balance their worth. Verse 16. Faithful friends are life-saving medicine, and those who fear Yahweh will find them. Verse 17. Those who fear Yahweh direct their friendship aright, for as they are, so are their neighbors also. Now here's another little subsection in chapter 6, blessings of wisdom, but I want to comment on the word neighbors. Neighbors in the Hebrew means one of like racial kindred that is by you, because we're not supposed to live among aliens, okay? We're supposed to be with other Israelites. This subsection here is blessings of wisdom. Verse 18 of chapter 6. My child, from your youth choose discipline. In other words, self-control. And when you have gray hair, you will still find wisdom. And verse 19, and you can reference James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. That's the book of James, chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Come to her like one who plows and sows, and wait for her good harvest. For when you cultivate her, you will toil but little, and soon you will eat of her produce. Now that's speaking of wisdom in the feminine sense, okay? That's just how they're presenting this. Verse 20. She seems very harsh to the undisciplined. Fools cannot remain with her. That's wisdom. Verse 21. She will be like a heavy stone to test them. And they will not delay in casting her aside. They don't want anything to do with wisdom. They just want to do what they want to do. A little more coffee here. Verse 23 of chapter 6. Listen, my child, and accept my judgment. Do not reject my counsel. Verse 24. This is about wisdom still. Put your feet into her fetters and your neck into her collar. Verse 25. Bend your shoulders and carry her. And do not fret under her bonds. Verse 26. Come to her with all your soul and keep her ways with all your might. This is wisdom and the ways of wisdom. Verse 27. Search out and seek, and she will become known to you. And when you get hold of her, do not let her go. Verse 28, for at last you will find the rest she gives, and she will be changed into joy for you. Verse 29, then her fetters will become for you a strong defense, and her collar a glorious robe. Her yoke, and in the Greek it has upon her, is a golden ornament, and her bonds a purple cord. That's a sign of royalty. Verse 31, you will wear her like a glorious robe. I need to cough, excuse me. Okay. You will wear her like a glorious robe and put her on like a splendid crown. And in the Greek it has a crown of gladness. Verse 32. If you are willing, my child, you can be disciplined. and if you apply yourself, you will become clever. Verse 33. If you love to listen, you will gain knowledge. And if you pay attention, you will become wise. Verse 34. Stand in the company of the elders. Who is wise? Attach yourself to such a one. Verse 35. Be ready to listen to every godly discourse, and let no wise proverbs escape you. Verse 36. If you see an intelligent person, rise early to visit him. Let your foot wear out his doorstep. In other words, hang around with smart folks. Okay. Verse 37, and you can reference Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, and Psalms chapter 1, verse 2. That's Joshua 1, 8, and Psalms 1, 2. Verse 37, reflect on the statutes of Yahweh, and meditate at all times on his commandments. It is he who will give insight to your mind, or will confirm to your mind in the Greek, and your desire for wisdom will be granted. Okay. That ends chapter 6. Now we're going to go into chapter 7. This is miscellaneous advice. Verse 1. Do no evil, and evil will never overtake you. Verse 2. Stay away from wrong, and it will turn away from you. Verse 3. Do not sow in the furrows of injustice, and you will not reap a sevenfold crop. Wow. Verse 4. Do not seek from Yahweh high office or a seat of honor from the king. These are just little nuggets that are just great. Verse 6, chapter 7. Do not seek to become a judge, or you may be unable to root out injustice. You may be partial to the powerful and so mar your integrity. Wow. Boy, we see that today. Verse 7. Commit no offense against the public, and do not disgrace yourself among the people. In other words, don't go out and act the fool. Verse 8, here's a good one. Do not commit a sin twice. Not even for one will you go unpunished. Oh, yeah. Verse 9. Do not say, he will consider the great number of my gifts, and when I make an offering to the Most High Elohim, he will accept it. Oh, really? Verse 10. Do not grow weary when you pray, and do not neglect to give alms. Now, that's not given to a church. That's helping the poor. Okay? Verse 11. Now, we've all run across this situation. Verse 11. Do not ridicule a person who is embittered in spirit. For there is one, with a capital O, who humbles and exalts. That person may be being tested by Yahweh. He has problems right there. Verse 12. Do not devise a lie against your brother. Now, devise in the Greek is plow. Another plow, in other words, to plant. Or do the same to a friend. Don't lie about your brothers. Be truthful, even if it hurts sometimes. Verse 13, refuse to utter any lie, for it is a habit that results in no good. In other words, you get used to doing that, and what a bummer. I mean, you messed yourself up. Verse 14 of chapter 7. Boy, we hear a lot of people that really do this. Do not babble in the assembly of the elders, and do not repeat yourself when you pray, because it's meaningless. You want to show the elders that you're so wise, and you just run off the mouth and say nothing. Oh boy, do we hear that. Verse 15. Do not hate hard labor or farm work, which was created by the Most High. Verse 16. Do not enroll in the ranks of sinners. Remember that retribution does not delay. Verse 17. Humble yourself to the utmost, for the punishment of the ungodly is fire and worms. In the Hebrew, it means for the expectation of mortals is worms. Here's another subsection in chapter 7. Relations with others. Boy, this is really a great read. I like this. Verse 18. Do not exchange a friend for money, or a real brother for the gold of Ophir. You can get money, but you can't buy good friends. You just can't. And if you lose one because you've done a dirty deal, you've really lost something good. Verse 19, do not dismiss, and in the Greek it's deprive yourself of. Do not dismiss a wise and good wife, for her charm is worth more than gold. In other words, younger and prettier isn't always better. Okay? Stay with the wife of your youth and be faithful. That's in the scriptures. Verse 20, do not abuse slaves or servants, who work faithfully or hired laborers who devote themselves to their task. Somebody that you hire that really works hard, don't take advantage of them. Treat them fairly. Or you have an employee in your business or something, he's a servant today because we don't have slaves. Treat them right. Verse 21. Now, this goes back to the time when we had slaves. Let your soul love intelligent slaves. Okay. Or in the Hebrew, love a wise slave as yourself. Those were bond servants. And do not withhold from them their freedom when their bond service was up. Set them free. You're free. And verse 21, you can reference Exodus chapter 21, verse 2. And Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 12 through 15. That's Exodus 21, 2. And Deuteronomy 15, verses 12 through 15. Verse 22. Do you have cattle? Look after them. If they are profitable to you, keep them. In other words, take care of your livestock. Don't let them starve or get bad water or get a disease or get a wound. All right. Verse 23. Do you have children? Discipline them and make them obedient, or bend their necks in the Greek, from their youth. In other words, don't let them run over the top of you. You need to be in control of your children. Verse 24. Do you have daughters? Be concerned for their chastity, or their body in the Greek. And do not show yourself too indulgent with them. In other words, they'll run over the top of you today. Keep them in control. Verse 25. Give a daughter in marriage and you complete a great task. But give her to a sensible man. Verse 26. Do you have a wife who pleases you? And the Hebrew and Syriac lacks who pleases you. So do you have a wife? Do not divorce her. But do not trust yourself to one whom you detest. In verse 27 and verse 28 here, you can reference Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Verse 27. With all your heart honor your father, and do not forget the birth pangs of your mother. Verse 28. Remember that it was of your parents, or them, you were born. How can you repay what they have given you? Gave you life. Verse 29. With all your soul, fear Yahweh and revere his priests. Well, we don't have priests anymore. Just one. That's Yeshua HaMashiach, High Priest of Melchizedek, King of Righteousness. Because it's Melchizedek, King of Righteousness. Verse 30. With all your might, love your Maker. and do not neglect his ministers. Okay, for those of you that donate, thank you. We appreciate it and we need it. Verse 31. Fear Yahweh and honor the priest and give him his portion as you have been commanded. The first fruits, the guilt offering, the gift of the shoulders, the sacrifice of sanctification, and the first fruits of the holy things. Well, that's passed away. We don't have priests anymore. We don't have a temple. The temple is our body in which our soul resides. The new temple will come down with the Messiah soon, I hope. Verse 32. Stretch out your hand to the poor, so that your blessing may be complete. Verse 33. Give graciously to all the living. Do not withhold kindness even from the dead. Verse 34. Do not avoid those who weep, but mourn with those who mourn. In other words, give people your sympathy when they've lost someone dear to them. Verse 35. Do not hesitate to visit the sick, because for such deeds you will be loved. Verse 36 and the end of chapter 7. In all you do, remember the end of your life, and then you will never sin. Boy, oh boy. Everybody dies. Nobody gets out of it alive. You don't take a U-Haul. You're going to have to stand in front of that throne of judgment. Well, all of us are going to have to do that. Sinners, preachers, whatever. There's going to be a reckoning, and it's going to be soon. I have a feeling, quite honestly, the way things are going lately, that we're coming down the home stretch. The wicked are getting more wicked. They're doing stupider stuff. They're going absolutely crazy. Violence, murder. What can you say? You know, not going to be good. But it's all going to come out in the wash. I have about 7.5 minutes. And I'll say Shalom Aleichem at this time. I'll be with you on Wednesday when we start into chapter 8. May Yahweh bless and keep you. And I'll catch you then. I'm going to play a little pedal of music here.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go. Thank you.
Steve, you are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us. And may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.